back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. Now, guys, please, back on the air. I was involved in a very heated discussion during the commercial break here. I don't know how long this has been going on, but I think we could bring it up on the air. You have Jerry Wyschoski, who is a board operator and producer here at 97.1 Free FM.
Yeah.
His duties are to run the board, sound effects, pre-production, a little post-production, best of, all that stuff.
Yeah, right.
I don't think one of his job, his job description includes starting your car at 10:50 every night so it's warm for your ass to get in at 11 o'clock.
Well, it's certainly not part of his job description, but the $10 that I give him is, I think he appreciates that. It supplements his income. He runs out there during the final commercial break and starts the car. Is the $10 not enough? I mean, to start a car?
Oh, yeah, dude. The $10. Thanks, man. Alms for the poor. Alms for the poor. $10, man.
You don't want it?
Well, sometimes I feel like I'm going to be back late, first of all. I mean, because sometimes I have to turn it a few times.
All right,
it doesn't
start
up right away.
Oh, wait, excuse me. I have a brand new Mercedes-Benz. It starts up right away.
Well, sometimes there's problems with it. I don't know, you might want to get that looked at.
No. Sometimes there's problems with you not being able to reach the pedals. You can't reach the brake because your legs are so small and you can't start the car.
He sits down in that wheel well with his hands and then reaches up and turns the key.
Believe me, Jerry, from all the kvetching you've done on the air about the money you don't make here at the station, I thought $10 a night to go out and start my car, that's $50 a week. That's $200 a month.
Yeah, but it's not like we live in North Dakota, dude. What is it, 58 degrees out tonight? 59? 56?
I was almost back late, too, one night.
Yeah.
That's why I figured 55? I probably shouldn't do this anymore.
Yeah, I think it's demoralizing.
Well, I think it actually doesn't concern you.
No.
I think it concerns Jerry and it concerns me. Perhaps Randy. Randy, for $10 cash, would you run out and start up my car for a crisp $10 bill every night?
$10? Let's make it 12.
$10 for about 4 minutes work.
Less than that.
Yeah. To run, turn the key, 4 minutes work, $10.
$10 a week. How about if it's raining, is it more?
But they have to pull it up to the front there, too? Or you just thinking
space? No, it can sit in the space. They don't have to pull it up. But that's
if somebody does steal that car while the key's in it, your insurance company is out of the insurance business.
Right. Let's go to Gina Grad. $10 to start a car.
Absolutely. I won't be undersold.
Yeah, but, dude, I'm just telling you, if that car is stolen, you owe the insurance company or Mercedes like 70 or 80 grand. Mm-hmm. They're not paying.
Well, usually, like with the rain lately, Jerry has pulled it. He's pulled it around so that it's ready to go, so I don't have to be in the rain.
Right. But let me ask. Maybe somebody's in the insurance business.
No.
Because I want to find out just to save you 80 grand.
No,
dude.
I know that. What you're asking, I know.
You know that.
I don't want to talk about my insurance company. I understand that if I leave the key in there and it's stolen, then the car is stolen.
Right, and you don't get any insurance money.
Got it.
And you're really willing to risk that?
Well, you have to. There are other people out there. Usually,
when that Mercedes is started.
Usually
at 5670 Wilshire in the back parking lot on the second floor.
Right. Thanks for giving the location. Usually what happens is by the time Jerry's coming in or by the time – well, I should say by the time I'm walking out, Jerry's walking back in and no human eyes are off the car.
Yeah, and recently I've been actually drenched because God forbid a droplet of water falls on that kepi.
Well, then just say you don't want the $10. I'm sorry. Gina, would you like the job?
I would love the job.
Because it's $200 cash a month.
Right. Up front?
I need it.
Up front?
Yeah, I give you $10 a night. I would hand you $10. I handed you $10 the other night.
What'd you give her 10 for?
Because she did it one night.
Can I have like 50 on Mondays?
Yeah, you could probably work that out, huh?
Oh, you mean just pay you for the week on Monday?
Yeah, but you don't know how many days you'll be here. Or he'll be here.
Oh, good call. Yeah, yeah.
You know?
We'll work something out.
Okay.
But I didn't know Jerry was above, starting the car. Sorry, Jerry.
It's not that I'm above starting the car. It's that after I start the car, sometimes I'm like worried there's going to be dead air because I'm not in here. I'm supposed to be running the board.
Right. Well, maybe if you ran a little faster and ate a little less, You'd get there in time.
Maybe if that engine didn't turn over, you know?
Right, in my brand new Mercedes-Benz, yeah, there's a problem starting it.
What kind of Mercedes is that? It's a cool Mercedes.
I'm not going to discuss in any further detail my car or my insurance situation with you.
I don't know.
But it's a very nice car. I believe Gina described it. Well, you can't say it on the air how Gina described it.
Yeah, what'd you say?
I think
I just said it was a lady magnet.
Right, but you used more graphic language, which is kind of hot, actually.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You went with the P word?
She did.
Wow.
She did.
Penis magnet?
Right. Penis magnet. Yeah, she called it a penis magnet, Jerry. When's the last time you got laid, Jerry?
Let me count here.
No. All right. Get back to her. Show ends at 11. So anyway,
going back before 9/11.
She used the other word, the other P word, and made me hot that she would use such graphic language. She got in my car. She went, oh, my God, this is such a nice car.
Yeah,
and
beautiful.
Her next line was, wow, this is a real P magnet.
Oh, boy. All right, folks, this comes out of Washington. Everybody has got to be careful here if you live in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
There is a spy satellite.
A what?
A spy satellite the size of a bus.
Hovering?
That is no longer able to keep its ass up in space, and it's coming down. And the U.S. military is developing a contingency plan to deal with the possibility of the large spy satellite expected to fall to Earth in late February, early March, could hit North America.
Whoa. There it is. Size of like the Partridge Family bus, like a school bus?
Come on, get happy.
The size of the bus Jerry took to school, which is significantly smaller, like a smaller, shorter.
That's the short bus.
Yeah, the short bus.
I think it's a big bus.
Oh, boy.
I think it's between the short bus and between the Lakers, when the Lakers win the championship, that double-decker bus that they're all on. Those double-decker buses haven't been used for a while.
No, they are, but they're ready at a moment's notice. I'm sure they're all lubed up and ready to have those engines turned over.
But this could be a big deal, dude. What kind of luck would you have? You know, let's say you're sleeping in that Lakewood house of yours. You just played online poker for 8 hours.
Lois,
10 in the morning.
Lois and Phil are in the next bedroom.
They've gone to work. And wacko, a bus hits your house and wipes you out.
I wouldn't mind.
Is that right?
I really wouldn't mind.
Why is that?
Because I really wouldn't mind.
I'd mind.
Well, if it happened to you, you'd mind, yeah.
It wouldn't happen. If it happened to you, you wouldn't mind?
No, not really.
Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't have a death wish or anything, but
it sounds like it, though.
Well, I've had a decent run. You know, and I packed a lot of life into 35 years.
Right.
I've done a lot of things that a lot of people don't have an opportunity to do. I have fulfilled my childhood dream, which was to make my living being on the radio every day.
Right.
I've worked with childhood icons.
Thank you.
I was referring to some others, but certainly the 3 years I've spent with you have been very rewarding. If a bus fell on me and I didn't feel anything and I was just asleep
Would you like it to take out your dogs as well?
No. No, no, no.
So you should keep your dogs in another room.
Yes.
Between now and late March.
Right.
Or early March.
If it landed on me and just took me out, it would be fine. You'd get another host in here and it'd be Sam Phillips for a while, and then, you know, somebody else would come in.
Hi, you guys.
Hi, you. Sure.
Sure.
And then, I don't have a death wish. I really don't. But if it ended, I've had a great 35 years. I know I sound like I'm doing my own eulogy. I've had a great 35 years.
Nah, dude, that sounds like depression, man.
Sure. Well, I am very depressed. I am really, really depressed. And
especially tonight?
Especially tonight. And sometimes.
Over the election?
Yeah. Yeah.
You didn't want McCain?
No, Rudy lost him. I'm all busted up. No, you know what? Sometimes, honest to God, and this is bad, I shouldn't say this. I really shouldn't say this, but the show's about honesty.
Do whatever you want.
The show's about honesty, right?
Yeah, you want to choose to take a commercial break so you can think about it?
No, the show's about honesty, so I'll be honest. There are some days, and today was one of them, that if I could walk into my bedroom and there was like a light switch, just as you turn a light on, turn a light off, and if I flicked that switch, It would be painless, but I would just go to rest. I'd get in bed. I'd flick the switch. I'd get in bed and...
You hit that switch today?
I'm not saying I would have hit that switch today, but what I'm saying is there are days where...
You're closer to the switch.
Well, there is no switch. It's a fantasy. There's no switch.
Right.
But there are days where I would hit that switch. There are days... I'm not going to say
where the depression gets too crazy.
Yeah, I'm going to censor myself a little bit. There are days where I wish there were a switch.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, Babu, you got to do something about that, man. Because you're 35 years old. You got a lot to live for.
Yeah,
dude.
I don't want to bring the audience down, and I don't want to upset anybody. But there are days that I do wish that it could be easier.
Get over it.
Thank you, Dr. Phil. My life has changed. My life has changed dramatically in the last 2 years, and I'm not talking about our job together.
Right.
What's
happened in the last couple of days that it's gotten?
Well, you know, I've just had domestics, and I've had just some problems.
Cops?
No, God, no. I'm the son of a police officer. I never give law enforcement a hard time.
Right.
I'm always totally polite to the police.
So when they come by and say who hits who, you always tell them the truth?
I don't hit also, and I've never hit a woman, and the last time I hit a man was when I hit Eddie McCauley, and I was 12 years old, and I won.
Did you knock him out?
He had braces, and I really gave him the jackhammer.
Wow.
And opened up those braces in his mouth. He looked like he had just gotten out of the octagon.
Oh, boy.
But no, I'm just going to be honest. I'm going to be honest because I'm honest with this audience, and I'm honest with you. There are some days that that I wish for a switch like that.
Yeah, but dude, you can't, at 35 years old, you can't be like that.
No, you can't tell me I can't be like that because I'm...
That's trouble.
But it is, and unfortunately, I am like that. I would never do anything to myself. I wouldn't jump in front of a car. I wouldn't take my life.
I know, but listen, to be on, have a great job in radio, to have, a great house, you got a great car, you got fam, you got friends, you got family, you got all kinds of stuff.
No, I don't have much of family. You know,
you got your brother. You got all those uncles. That Uncle Joe back east.
No, he's dead.
No, but you got
and so's Uncle John, and my mom and dad have passed, and
yeah, but dude,
I don't have much. I don't have much of a family to speak of, and this is not. I'm not doing the poor me's here. I'm really not doing. It's not the poor me's, and I want to. You know, I would never do anything to hurt myself. But I do wish sometimes that.
But to even talk about it is alarming.
Well, I think about it, so on the show I talk about it, and on the show I usually talk about the things I think about.
Yeah, but
maybe I shouldn't have. I'm sorry if.
Well, no, but I think now that you brought it up, I think it's. Are you still on the antidepressants?
I take them sometimes.
Right. I don't know. I mean, there's so many ways that depression can be conquered nowadays. It's not like when my mom was depressed and pissed back in the 60s and 70s. There was nothing you could do. You just had to sit there and listen to her yell.
Poor people, and they didn't know what was wrong with them.
Yeah, but now they do.
Yeah.
Now there's a whole kind of, they're about to cure Alzheimer's.
Yeah, science is.
If you can last another 10 years, I had a discussion with Dr. Stephen Lamb, who was a great doctor in New York. He's on The View and Good Morning America.
Yeah, I've seen him on.
Yeah, he's a good guy. He says, he's a doctor, he's pretty optimistic, he's in his 50s. He said, if you can last another 10 years on this planet, you can keep healthy for another 10 years, you might be able to live until you're 130 years old.
Well,
they're very close to curing a lot of crap.
But I don't want that.
Like Alzheimer's. I don't know if you saw that today, but they accidentally...
My grandmother has Alzheimer's.
They accidentally stimulated a guy's brain. They thought they could switch off the part of his brain that was the desired food. And so they, with the electrodes, they gave a little energy to a part of his brain that they shouldn't have. And the guy now has the memory of, he can remember everything that happened to him over the last 30 years, as if it happened the day ago.
Mm.
So that's some great hope. So you got to hold on.
A great breakthrough. No, I do hold on, and here's the important thing. I know what a lot of people listening are thinking. And by the way, this is, I think you can tell, Tim, and this is not easy for me to talk this candidly.
Right.
Because I'm not joking.
I understand that.
I'm not kidding around. There are people who will say, "Oh, but Brian, you have a good job. Oh, Brian, you drive a beautiful car, and you pay people to start it for you. And Brian, you have a beautiful house." All of that. If you're not happy, that stuff doesn't make you happy. Now, when I was hired here, God, this is, you know, I'm being real candid here. Excuse me.
Would it be easier if you did it as Rick Dees?
No, it would be actually, it would be funnier. It would certainly be funnier, but.
Well, let's try.
No, I don't want to do that. When I was hired here.
Let's just try 30 seconds of that.
Well, thank you, Tim. When I was hired here, it was in June of 2005. And just, I mean, what a great opportunity. And I did. I left Kiss
FM.
Why
so depressed, Rick?
Well, you know, I don't know. It's chemical and biological and all of that.
But what I'm saying is this. Does that make you better?
It is more entertaining.
All right. What I'm saying is when I was hired here in June of 2005, my life was relatively normal. Who would have thought that 8 months later, 9 months later, my beautiful mother would pass away? 8 weeks after that, my wonderful father would pass away. That's been tragic for me to deal with.
Right. I understand that.
You know that. And you've been a very good friend through all of that.
Thank you.
And I thank you for that, and I mean that. It's hard, you know.
Yeah, but I know it's hard. But you know, there are a lot of people who
when life changes on you so dramatically, it's hard.
I understand that, but dude, there are a lot of people on this planet who have it much worse than you do.
I know that,
and they have to keep it together. They've got kids. They've got people that rely on them. They've got friends. They've got family. And there are millions of avenues right now to be able to try to solve whatever, mental
illness.
Well, I guess.
Challenge.
Yeah, maybe mental challenge that you have. But depression is curable nowadays. But you have to do what the doctor tells you to do. You can't pick and choose. You know, maybe today I'll take the medication. Maybe tomorrow, I'll be fine.
Right.
I mean, these guys tell you what to do.
Break! That was totally inappropriate for such a candid and kind of heartfelt conversation for him with all of his.
I believe that's disguised depression as well.
You know,
that anger and
no,
terror.
And again, I want people to know. I don't think anybody should ever do anything to themselves. I would never hurt myself. I would not do that.
Right, but
the fantasy that I talked about a few minutes ago of the switch.
But don't even think about it. I mean, because if you think about it, that's part of the illness.
Yeah,
is thinking about it. Right. And if you talk about it on the air, chances are when you're going to bed at night, you're also thinking about it. And believe me, I've gone through it. Back when I was in my 20s, I was depressed out of my mind. And I guess, I just fought my way through it. You know, yeah. What do you do? I don't know.
Right. Well, that's what I've been doing. And people sometimes...
Oh, we got to take a break before Jerry has a heart attack.
I was going to say, people sometimes wonder about me. They say, is Whitman... You know, where's Whitman? He's not here to... You know, I've just had a really challenging 20 months. And
a challenging day.
A challenging day today. A challenging 20 months that I think has taken a toll on me... Physically. That's it.
All right. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.
I love Funyuns.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. Whitman a little down today. Sergio in L.A., you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. How are you guys doing?
All right.
Hi, Sergio.
Hey, Brian, you know, I've been dealing with, I've been working with people that were suicidal, that are suicidal for about 20 years.
I don't, you know what, and maybe this is ego.
Let me give you some fun facts over here.
But I don't think I'm suicidal because I know that I would never, I know that I would never take my life. I'll be depressed, I know that, but I wouldn't take my life.
People that, there are different stages of suicide is something that I've learned. The actual act of, the action of taking your life. And then there's the beforehand where it's like, if I wasn't here, I'd feel better. You know, according to the CDC, I've been doing a bit of research, because I'm starting a self-help support group, excuse me, on suicide. There's been 32,500 deaths annually wow. in the United States by suicide.
Hey, let me ask you a question, Sergio, since you have the facts. Is it possible that I depress people, and maybe it's my fault?
No, it's not that.
You know, suicide claims more lives annually than HIV and homicide combined.
Hey, I got another stat for you. What is the number one cause of death for pregnant women in the United States?
Oh, murder.
Murder.
Yeah, they're murdered by the father of the child.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Oh, boom, boom.
Yeah, but you know what, Sergio? It's you're a very compassionate guy. But again,
I'd help if everyone wasn't depressed enough.
Yeah, I know that. You heard me obviously tell the story of the fantasy I've had of the light switch, where if it were as easy as just throwing this light switch, and I just wouldn't be here anymore and wouldn't be feeling down anymore. There are days that I might think really long and hard about throwing that switch. Maybe you heard me say that on the radio.
You know, they don't like calling it committing suicide because that sounds like a crime. They say death by suicide. That's the politically correct term.
But I would never do it. But the point is, I wouldn't do it. Like, I wouldn't, whatever the methods are, put a gun in my mouth. I wouldn't do that. I would never do that to myself.
We need to go to break!
All right. Sorry, Sergio. We're getting yelled at here. All right, we'll come back and flip this around.
All right.
I don't want to get people too down here.
No, I don't either. I don't either.
It's winter in Southern California. People are already depressed. All right, this is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.